तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ महागणाधिपतये नमः ओके ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः नौ यु सीयिङ्ग् द तृतीयावल्ली आफ् प्रथम अध्याय फस्ट् चाप्टर् आफ् कठोपनिषत् अप्टनिङ्ग् इन् काटक ब्राञ्च् काटकशाखा ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ యజుర్వేద ఓకే లెట్స్ రీడ్ ది మంత్రాస్ యు వాంట్ రీడ్ ఆల్ ది మంత్రాస్ లెట్స్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ తృతీయావల్లి ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర ఋతం పిబంతో సుకృతస్య లోకే గుహాం ప్రవిష్టో పరమే పరార్ధే ఛాయా తపో బ్రహ్మ విదో వదంతి పంచాగ్నయో ఏ చ త్రిణాచికేతాః యస్సేతురీజానానాం అక్షరం బ్రహ్మ యత్పరం అభయం తితీషతాం పారం నాచికేతం శకేమహి యస్సేతురీజానానామక్షరం పరం బ్రహ్మ తత్పరం అభయం తితీషతాం పారం నాచికేతం శఖేమహి ఆత్మానం రథినం విద్ధి శరీరం రథమేవతు బుద్ధింతు సారథిం విద్ధి మనఃప్రగ్రహమేవ చ ఆత్మానం రథినం విద్ధి శరీరం రథమేవతు బుద్ధింతు సారథిం విద్ధి మనఃప్రగ్రహమేవ చ ఇంద్రియాణి హయానాహు విషయాంస్తేషు గోచరాన్ ఇంద్రియాణి హయానాహు కెన్ బ్రేక్ ఇట్ ఇంద్రియాణి హయానాహుర్ విషయాంస్తేషు గోచరాన్ ఇంద్రియాణి హయానాహుర్ విషయాంస్తేషు గోచరాన్ ఆత్మేంద్రియమనోయుక్తం అభోక్తాత్యాహుర్మనీషిణః ఆత్మేంద్రియమనోయుక్తమభోక్తేత్యాహుర్మనీషిణః ఇంద్రియాణి హయాన్యాహుర్విషయాంస్తేషు గోచరాన్ ఆత్మేంద్రియమనోయుక్తం అభోక్తేత్యాహుర్మనీషిణః ఓకే దిస్ వర్బ్ శకేమహి స్టిల్ ఇస్ గివింగ్ డౌట్స్ శక్ను మహా మీన్స్ వి ఆర్ కేపబుల్ శక్ను మహా దిస్ పరస్పరి పదం ద వర్బ్ బట్ హియర్ శకే మహే సో ఇట్స్ ఇస్ నాట్ అట్లీ పర్సన్ టెన్స్ వర్బ్ ఇట్స్ ఇన్ మూడ్ శకే మహి బట్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ అ పర్సన్ టెన్స్ వర్బ్ సో శకే మహి యాక్చువల్లీ ఇంప్లైయింగ్ వాట్ శక్నువంతః శంకరాచార్య శక్నువంతః మీన్స్ ఆర్ కేపబుల్ శకే మహి ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ పొటెన్షియల్ ప్రెసెంట్ టెన్స్ వర్బ్ యూ టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ అ ప్రెసెంట్ టెన్స్ వర్బ్ శక్ను మహ బట్ శంకరాచార్య రైట్ శక్నువంతః శక్నువన్ ఈస్ అ శత్రువంత శబ్ద ఈస్ కేపబుల్ శక్నువన్ ఈస్ కేపబుల్ ద బీయింగ్ కేపబుల్ శక్నువన్ శక్నువంత పురుల్ సో శకేమహి హీ రైట్ శక్నుమహ సో వీఆర్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ ఎస్ ద మీనింగ్ Abhayam Param Titirshatam. People who want to cross this ocean of samsara and reach there, for them, this performance of Nachiketa Agnihi, knowledge of Nachiketa Agnihi, and also performance of Nachiketa Agnihi is like a setu bridge for all those who are worshipping. For all the worshippers, and who want to attain Brahma by going to heaven, but who want to attain Krama Mukti. That's the literal meaning. We have already seen that mantra. Anyway, that I think I do it in Sanskritam class, so that will be better for other people who will not feel bored. We saw in this fourth mantra, we had to see the fourth mantra today. We've already seen the third mantra. Let us see the third mantra. The third and the fourth mantra, Upanishad presents an imagery. Where he emphasizes the importance of having the right thinking. Only then mind can, the right thinking, intellect alone can have mastery over the mind. The mind is under the control of the right thinking, the intellect, then it is possible to have mastery over the sense organs. So that one can be in the right track. One can be the right track. One will not get distracted. One can be in the right track. That the right track will lead the person to reach the ultimate destination of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. So, it is, that's why this imagery presents, compares the chariot, the charioteer, the chariot owner, and also the reins and the horses tied to the chariot. Atmanam Rathinam Vidhi. We saw this meaning already, we have seen this. May you understand the Jivatma to be the Rathi, the owner of the chariot. The chariot is nothing but the body, physical body. Why? Shairam Rathamevatu. This body itself is like a chariot. And Jivatma, who is here as a tooth of the this body, mind and complex, is the Rathi, the owner of the chariot. Body, the chariot form of body. Buddhim tu sarathyam vidhi. Buddhi, our intellect, is like the charioteer. And manaha pragraha mevacha. Mind is like the reins, which are tied to the horses. It is the charioteer in the form of Buddhi is holding the reins. The reins are tied to the sense organs, which are like the horses. Okay, we'll see the next mantra now. Indriya nihaya nahuhu vishayam steshu gocharan. Indriyani hayan ahuhu. So the imagery continues. Indriyani hayan ahuhu. Hayaha means ashvaha. Hayaha is another word for ashvaha, hearts. Hayan ahuhu. So sense organs, indriyani, the sense organs are like the hearts, which are tied to the chariot in the physical body. And these horses have to go through some track, the path, and the track through which the horses go are the sense objects. So sense objects are like the tracks. Vishayan teshu gocharan. Vishayan teshu gocharan. So teshu gocharan. Vishayan. So vishayan gocharan. Vidhi. May understand the sense objects to be the tracks through which the sense organs, the horses of sense organs run or go through. Okay. Atmendriya, now having said that, Atmendriya Manoyuktam. Atma Indriya Manoyuktam. So what he is divided now. Physical body is like the chariot. And the Jivatma, the essential nature of I, here the Jivatma, the I sense, who is essentially nothing but consciousness, implied by the term Atma, the Jivatma is like the owner of the chariot, Rathi. So he is seated. He is sitting in this chariot. The body chariot, Jivatma chariot owner is sitting. And the intellect is like the driver, charioteer, Sarathihi. So, where the chariot should go, how the chariot should move, on which track should it move, is all in the hands of the driver, the charioteer, intellect. So, intellect is like the charioteer. And the reins are nothing but the mind. Reins stand for the mind. And his reins in the form of mind is held by this charioteer, Buddhi. So Buddhi, mind is under the control of the intellect. It means the intellect, which stands for charioteer. Is holding the reins, I mean the reins stand for the mind. And these reins are actually tied to the horses. And those horses are tied to the chariot also. Therefore, horses are like the sense organs. But these sense organs, horses in the sense organs, have to move, and the tracks on which the horses go through are the sense objects. Okay, this is how the setup is. But now, next verse says, Atma Indriya Manoyuktam. So it's Atma, actually the all-pervasive reality, which is of the nature of knowing, is purely, which is essentially a formless consciousness, essentially, intrinsically. What is this? Pure consciousness. Implied with the term Atma. The all-pervasive consciousness obtaining in this body, mind, sense complex. Just as all-pervasive space obtaining in a seeming enclosure, like part, is said to be part space. One indivisible, undivided, partless whole space obtaining within a part gets the title part space. Similarly here, it is all pervasive, indivisible consciousness, obtaining his body and body, mind, sense complex enclosure, is given the title Jivatma, Jivaha. So Jiva is Atma only. Atma, even though Atma is completely distinct from the body, distinct from the body, distinct from the sense organs, distinct from the intellect, distinct from the objects of enjoyment, distinct from the mind, Atma is just there. Just as the charioteer, the chariot owner, Rathi is different from Sarathihi. Sarathihi is a driver, whereas Rathi is the owner of the driver, the owner of the chariot. Rathi is simply sitting there. Simply sitting. He is not involved in driving the chariot. Rathi is not involved in driving the chariot. The driving job is in the hands of the charioteer Buddhi only. So Rathi is simply witnessing the chariot owner, the Jivatma, who is nothing but Atma only, the all-pervasive consciousness, obtaining this body mind's complex is said to be Atma, the Jivatma. Jiva is who is Jiva? Jiva is Atma. And his Atma, just as the chariot owner who is sitting at the back seat, is not involved in driving. Similarly here also, Atma is Atma Abhokta. Atma is actually Abhokta. Abhokta means what? He is Akarta, he is Abhokta. Atma is non-doer, but non-enjoyer also. But what happens here? Indriya Manoyuktam. Indriyani, sense organs, mind, yuktam. This Atma is identified with mind and sense organs. Thereby, Atma also becomes identified with the body. So, Indriya Manoyuktam. This Atma endowed with the body, mind, sense complex. Endowed with mind and sense organs. Implies what? It's also, you have to include body also. Indriya Manoyuktam. Atmendriya Manoyuktam. So, who is endowed with the body, mind, sense complex? Bhokta iti ahuhu manishinaha. Bhokta iti, bhokteti, iti ahuhu ityahuhu. Bhokta iti ahuhu manishinaha. Manishinaha. Manishi means always a person of wisdom. Manisha means a person of firm conviction. Manisha means firm conviction. Manishi is the person of firm conviction. Firm conviction regarding what? Firm conviction of what Atma is. The wise person. So, Manishinaha, here, wise people say, this, even though Atma, the Jiva is Atma, who is like the owner of the chariot, who is not involved in driving, who is actually non-doer, but still, they take this Atma to be an enjoyer, doer, enjoyer, karta, bhokta. Mantra means only bhokta. Enjoyer. Why? He is given the title of qualifications. I aham bhokta, aham karta, ஐ ஆம் தி நோவர், ஐ ஆம் தி டூவர், ஐ ஆம் தி என்ஜாயர், ஐ ஆம் தி நோவர். அகம் ஜ்ஞாதா, அகம் பிரமாதா, அகம் கர்த்தா, அகம் போக்தா. ஓகே, ஆல் ரெக்கார்ட் சப்தஸ். ஐ ஆம் தி நோவர், ஐ ஆம் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர், ஐ ஆம் என்ஜாயர், ஐ ஆம் தி டூவர். தீஸ் நோஷன்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் சூப்பர் இம்போஸ் அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா. ஐ மீன் ஆல் தீஸ் நோஷன்ஸ் ஒன் என்டர்டெயின்ஸ், even though one's own self is the atma, the non-doer atma, but one takes oneself to be the atma. You can say mistake the self to be the doer, enjoyer. Why? Because of the identity one has with this body mind sense complex. So bhoktrutvam and kartrutvam, doership and enjoyership, is purely because of one's the identity with the anatma body mind sense complex. Mistaking, see, not knowing what atma is, then mistaking the anatma to be atma, thereby mistaking oneself to be the doer and enjoyer, is because of one's identity with the body mind sense complex. This is what the Manishinaha say. Okay. So Indriyani Chakshuradini Hayan Ahuhu. What are Indriyani means? What? All our sense organs like eyes, etc. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. It is not just the Golakani. You have to remember all subtle sense powers. All five subtle sense powers. They are like the horses. Who said this? Ratha Kalpana Kushalaha. So, Manishinaha are the white people who are capable of, who are of the expertise of imagining, who are of expertise of imagining, who are capable of thinking of this, having imagery, chariot imagery, Ratha Kalpana Kushalaha. And they say the sense organs are like the horses. And here you must understand why sense organs are likened to only horses, not to anything else. What is the reason? So, Sharira Ratha Akarshana Samanyat. See, Samanyam means similarity. Samana, similar. Same. Samana, similar, same. Adjective. Samanyam. Similarity, sameness. Samanyat, due to the sameness. Due to the similarity. How they are similar? Why sense organs are likened to the horses, only horses? Because both are similar in doing some job. What is it? One action? Akarshanam. Akarshana samanyam is there. Akarshana samanyam is there. The similarity of dragging, pulling, drawing, attracting. The one meaning of the word akarshanam is attracting, attraction. Akarshanam, attracting. Akarshanam, pulling. Akarshanam, drawing. Akarshanam, dragging. So sense organs also drag. And then horses also drag. Horses drag the chariot. Sense organs drag the body. So, Sharira Akarshana Sharira Akarshakam is sense organ. Sense organ is capable of taking, leading, pulling the body towards a sense object. Then, the horses are capable of dragging the chariot. Therefore, due to this sameness, similarity of dragging, so the sense organs are likened to the chariot here, sorry, horses here. Now, teshu eva indriyeshu hayatvena parikalpiteshu gocharan. So, gocharaha here means margaha. Gocharaha is equal to margaha. Gocharan margan rupadin vishayan vidhi. May you understand the sense organs, those sense objects which are like the tracks, gocharan, margan, which are sense organs, rupa, adin, form, etc. So, rupam, rasaha, gandhaha, sparshaha, rupa, rasa, gandha, rupa, rasa, gandha, sparshaha. So, all these five sense objects, form, smell, taste, touch, sound, rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, sparshaha. All these are sense objects. So these sense objects, may understand these sense objects to be the margan, gocharan, to be the tracks, roads, paths, through which teshu eva, the sense organs, which are imagined to be the horses, move. It may understand the sense objects in the form of form, sound, taste, color, etc., to be the tracks or the roads through which the sense organs, which are likened to, which are taken to be the horses, move, go through. So, Atmendriya Manoyuktaha means what? Sharira Indriya Manobihi Sahitam Sanyuktam Atmanam Bhokta Iti Samsari Iti Ahu Manishinaha Vivekinaha. Manishina means Vivekinaha. So, people of discriminative understanding who have clear understanding of Atma and Anatma. Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha, discriminative understanding, knowledge, are the Manishinaha, the wise people. The people of discriminative knowledge of Atma and Anatma, they say very clearly, this Atmendriya Manoyukta, Shaira Indriya Manobihi Sahitam, Sanyuktam Atmanam, Bhokta Iti, Samsari Iti Ahuhu. Who is Samsari? The person who is bound by samsara is samsari. The person who is helplessly, choicelessly goes through the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, fraught with experiences of paths of opposites. The one who is going through the cycle of samsara in terms of the beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, and one who is going through in between birth and death, one who goes through the paths of opposites, helplessly, choicelessly, is said to be bound by samsara, and he is samsari. And who becomes samsari like that? Who is bound by samsara? The person who takes himself to be karta, thereby who takes himself to be bhokta. whoever takes one's own self to be karta, the doer, and bhokta, the enjoyer. So here, karta, bhokta only is mentioned. So we had, I'm including karta also. And who is the one who considers, takes himself to be karta and bhokta? See, if you think I am a karta, I am bhokta, I am a doer, I am an enjoyer, there is ignorance. It is an erroneous notion you entertain about yourself. I am the doer, I am an enjoyer. These are all what? Wrong notions you have about yourself. Absolutely, relatively you can say, but absolutely it's a wrong notion. But these don't are very strong. So these notions, whoever entertains these notions, wrong notions, is said to be ahankari also. The one who entertains wrong notions is ahankari. And the person of wrong notions, helplessly is bound by samsara. Therefore he is called samsari also. And who has wrong notions? Sharira indriya manobihi sahitam sanyuktam atmanam. The person who is essentially atma, identified with atma, identified with, even though atma is distinct. Atma is distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. Just as space appearing within the pot is distinct from the pot, is not bound by the pot, still limited by the pot, but still we say pot space. Similarly here, the atma mistaken to be the body, mind, sense complex, or identified with the body, mind, sense complex. Sharira indriya manobihi sahitam sanyuktam atmanam. The atma alone is said to be bhokta, enjoyer. Vivekinaha call him bhokta. Nahi kevalasya atmanaha bhoktrutvam asti. Definitely there is no enjoyership or doership at all for pure, mere atma, the consciousness implied by the term atma. Kevalasya atmanaha means the atma who is unassociated. Atma which is unassociated, unidentified with the body, mind, sense complex. For the atma which is not identified with the body, mind, sense complex, there is no enjoyership, there is no doership. Okay, buddhyadi upadhi kritameva tasya bhoktrutvam. It is purely because of the body, mind, sense organs, intellect. These are what? All these are upadhis, manifesting media. Body is one manifesting medium. First you have to start from intellect only. Intellect is the manifesting medium. Mind is manifesting medium. Sense organs are manifesting media. Body is manifesting medium. So, upadhi kritameva astasya bhoktrutvam. Actually, Atma is not the bhokta. Atma, for mere Atma, there is no bhoktrutvam, doership at all. But this bhoktrutvam is purely because of the identity with the upadhis. Caused by upadhis only. Caused by this body, mind, sense complex only. Not really, but as though. That is why he said, really, Atma is not really doing anything, as though. Because of the association with the body, mind, sense complex, because the identity with the body, mind, sense complex, the non-doer Atma, non-enjoyer Atma is as though doer. As though enjoyer. Means because of the identity. Okay, therefore what? Now, this imagery must be understood. ఏమిటి వక్ష్యమాణ రథకల్పనయ. సో త్రూ దిస్ నౌ దిస్ చారియట్ ఇమేజరీ విచ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ఫాలోయింగ్ మంత్ర ఆల్సో. Through imagery, understanding has to happen. Pratipattihi. What is the pratipattihi? What understanding should happen? The understanding upapadyate. Pratipatti upadyate. Understanding happens. How? By understanding this imagery. What understanding should happen? That it is the all pervasive reality Brahma. Beautiful word, okay? Vaishnavam is also one of the words implying Brahma. It is all pervasive reality. Brahman alone is there as the Atma in every individual being. Which means Atma and Brahma, the truth of the entire universe is Brahma. You can say Ishwara also. The truth of entire universe is Brahma. And the same truth, the all-pervasive reality, the only truth of Vaishya means all-pervasive. Sarvam Vyapnotiti Vishnu. So Vaishnavam. Here is Vaishnava Padam means the only all-pervasive reality Brahma is there as the Atma, as the self of every being. This understanding happens. How? By understanding the chariot imagery. This is the, so this akartrutvam, abhoktrutvam, non-doership, non-enjoyership is the nature of the Atma. Therefore what? It is Swabhava never changes. Here, one's nature doesn't change at all. See, please understand, I explain my Mandukya class, I taught the difference between Swabhava and Swarupam. The changing nature is Swabhava and the changeless nature is Swarupam, I said. But here, generally Swabhava is used in the sense of Swarupam. Okay, don't get confused. So, actually one's own essential nature. The Swarupam, anyway, the nature is something which cannot be changed. What is nature? The nature is something which cannot be changed at all. The changing nature of Maya cannot be changed. Changeless nature of consciousness also cannot be changed. That's why it's said to be Swarupa Bhava and Swarupam. Anyway, the nature, Swarupam also means nature. Swabhava also means nature. The nature is that which cannot be changed. So changeless nature of the Swarupa, Atma cannot be changed, therefore it is called Swarupam, which means nature. The changing nature also of the matter also cannot be changed, that's why it is called nature, it is Swabhava. Anyway, so what it said here, Kartrutvam, Bhoktrutvam, doership, enjoyership, etc. are not the nature of the Atma. Okay, actually there is no Kartrutvam. Being akarta, being abhokta, being a non-doer, being the non-enjoyer is the nature of the Atma. Because Atma is distinct from everything. Even though there is no distance between the body, mind and complex and consciousness, just as there is no distance between pot and pot space. Or there is no distance between pot and space. Because this pot is sitting in the very space. So inside and outside of pot, there is space. Space has no inside and outside. Similarly here, there is one all-pervasive Atma. which is also Brahma, in that Brahman alone is here as what? Just as the total space is there as the part space. So all pervasive Brahman alone is there as the Atma. Therefore what? Atma, the non-being, non-doer being, non-enjoyer is the very nature of the Atma. And the true, the real nature cannot be changed. Swabhavasya anatikramaha means there is non-removal of the nature. Means the nature cannot be changed. Therefore what? This is something to be understood. This Brahman alone is their Atma. Vaishvam padameva Atmana. Atmataya asti. This Brahman alone is their Atma. Atma is nothing but Brahma. The individual self is nothing but the total self. The only truth of the entire universe. This understanding happens how? By understanding this chariot imagery. Okay. Next mantra. Yastva vijnanavan bhavat. Okay, let me get to change it. Tune. Yastva vijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada. Yastva vijnanavan bhavati ayuktena manasa sada. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtascha ivasarathehe. Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. I'm going to read without breaking, okay? Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtaschaivasarathehe. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtascha. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. There's some spelling mistake. Please cut it. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtashva. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Yastva vijnanavan bhavatyayuktena manasa sada. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Break it. Yastva vijnavan bhavati. Yastva vijnavan bhavati. Yastva vijnavan bhavati. Ayuktena manasa sada. Tasyendriyanya vashyani. Dushtashva ivasarathehe. Okay, here. Yaha tu. Yaha tu. Avijnanavan bhavati. Yaha tu avijnanavan bhavati. See how much Yan Sandhi helps you to understand this. Yaha tu avijnanavan bhavati. అయుక్తేన మనసా సదా, అయుక్తేన మనసా సదా, తస్య ఇంద్రియాణి అవశ్యాని, తస్య ఇంద్రియాణి అవశ్యాని, దుష్టాశ్వాహ ఇవ సారథేహే. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్. ఓకే, సారథేహే దుష్ట అశ్వాహ. సి, ఇఫ్ ది హార్సెస్ ఆర్ నాట్ అండర్ కంట్రోల్, కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ ది చారియటియర్, ది చారియటియర్ must hold his reins properly. The charioteer must hold the reins properly so that the horses will be under his control. He must have control over the reins, thereby he can have control, must control over the horses also, so that he can make the horses go move on the proper track, so that if the horses pull the chariot on the proper track, then the whole body is taken, the whole body and also the owner of the chariot, owner of the body, the owner of the chariot who sitting the chariot also will be on the right track, that he will be able to reach his destination in terms of jnanam and moksha. Whereas, if the charioteer is drunk, he has no control. And what happens, he is not really having control over he is not holding the reins properly. Then, horses also are not under his control. And such horses are dushtaha. Dushtaha ashvaha. దుష్ట అశ్వాహ, దుష్టాహ అశ్వాహ, దుష్ట అశ్వాహ, దుష్టాశ్వాహ. వాట్ ది దుష్టాశ్వాహ డూ? ది వికెడ్ హార్సెస్, ది అన్రూలీ హార్సెస్ who are not under the control of the charioteer, who drag the mind, who drag the reins along with the reins, they drag the chariot, and also the chariot owner who is sitting there in the wrong track. They go in the wrong track means they will not reach the destination. They'll end up with what? Accidents. Or they'll go to the wrong track. They will not reach where they are supposed to reach. They may end up somewhere else. They will continue to remain in where? They'll be on the road. They won't reach the destination. Similarly here, Sharatehe Dushta Ashvaha Iva. Iva means like. Just as the unruly, wicked, uncontrolled horses bring harm for the charioteer, thereby brings the harm for the chariot owner also. So also here, harm means what? They don't let. One cannot reach the destination. So also here, tatha. Yaha tu avijnanavan bhavati. Avijnanavan means what? Vijnanavan. Suppose this here, sarathihi. Avijnanavan means one who does not have discriminative understanding. Avijnanavan. Vijnanavan, one who has vijnanam is vijnanavan. One who does not have vijnanam is avijnanavan. Here the avijnanam means discriminative vivekaha, vivekajnanam. சோ விஜயானம் ஹீஸ் வாட் விவிச்சஞானம் விவேகா. இட் டஸ் நாட் மீன் நாலேஜ், டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலேஜ். விவிச்சஞானம் அவிஞானவான், தி பர்சன் ஹூ டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் டிஸ்கிரிமினேட்டிவ் நாலேஜ், அவிஞானவான், தட் பர்சன் ஹியர் யகத்து அவிஞானவான் பவதி. சதா அயுக்தேன மனசா. ஹியர் அவிஞானவான் ஹியர் இஸ் வாட் ஹியர் தி புத்தி. ஓகே, தி பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் எண்டவுட் வித் புத்தி, endowed with one whose intellect he is, one endowed with the intellect where there is no discriminative knowledge, then what happens? Ayuktena manasa sada. If there is no discriminative understanding in the buddhi, definitely mind also will be what? Disintegrated. Yuktam manaha means integrated mind. Ayuktam manaha means disintegrated mind. Ayuktena manasa sada. If there is no discriminative understanding in the intellect, the person is endowed with the intellect where there is no discriminative knowledge, then naturally that, if that intellect alone is governing the mind, means that mind also definitely what? No, mind also will be disintegrated. Disintegrated mind. So the disintegrated mind means what? Indisciplined mind. The indisciplined mind means what? There is no, the mind which is not in alignment with the thinking of the intellect and the action of the body. So indisciplined mind, a disintegrated mind. Ayuktena manasa sada. So because of lack of discriminative understanding, being with indisciplined, disintegrated mind, if a person is, then what will happen? Tasya indriyani avashyani. Then it is impossible for him to have any mastery over his sense organs. His sense organs also become uncontrollable. Vashya, controllable. Avashyani, uncontrollable. Sense organs also become uncontrollable. Why? Because the person is endowed with the disintegrated, indisciplined mind. Why? Because his intellect has no discriminative knowledge. This is the, if there's no discriminative knowledge of right and wrong, if a person does not entertain this knowledge of discriminative knowledge of right and wrong, if he does not have his Atmanatma Viveka also, then his mind will be what? Definitely, then such an intellect, the mind controlled by such an intellect will be disintegrated mind, indisciplined mind. So with such a mind, a person's sense organs also cannot be controlled. So one cannot have shamaha, one cannot have damaha, one cannot have mastery over mind and sense organs if there is no viveka. In order to have mastery over shamaha, sense organs, thereby to have damaha, to have mastery over one's mind, to have shamaha, one must have viveka, discriminative understanding. Otherwise, the sense organs, which are not disciplined, the indisciplined sense organs, which are under the control of the indisciplined mind, which is under the control of the deluded intellect, will be what happened now. The sense organs are like the wicked horses of the charioteer. Sarathehe dushtaha ashvaha iva. means definitely if there's no mastery over sense organs, if the sense organs are not disciplined, the mind is not disciplined, if there's no viveka, finished, they can drag this chariot along with the charioteer, okay, the wrong tracks. So that one cannot reach the actual destination to be reached. That is the meaning here. Yaha avijnanavan bhavati. So, avijnanavan, one who does not have discriminative knowledge, who is here? Sarathihi. Sarathihi. So the intellect, which is like the buddhihi stilinga shabdha. So avijnanavati it must have been. But here sarathihi is the mean. It implies sarathihi. The buddhi, the intellect, which is like a charioteer, if it doesn't have discriminative knowledge, then sada ayuktena manasa bhavati, then is always endowed with what? Is always with the mind which is disintegrated, indisciplined, where there is no mastery over emotions. What is indisciplined mind? Indisciplined mind is a disintegrated mind. Disintegrated mind is a disturbed mind. What does it mean? The mind cannot be calm, cannot be tranquil, cannot be steady, be very restless. Very restless means most indisciplined mind. Why restless? There's so many emotions. There's a jealousy, there's hatred, there's fear, there's anxiety, there are strong ragadveshas, likes and dislikes. Impurities. There are impurities in the mind, therefore the mind is unsteady also. The impure mind, unsteady mind is the indisciplined mind. And therefore, as impurities are there, means what? Because there's no dharma. There's no, the person doesn't follow dharma also. Maybe what happens? There's no alignment. There's no alignment between thought, word and deed. There's no alignment between thought, word and deed. This lack of alignment between thought, word and deed is purely because of the mind is, there's no integration. The mind is impure. Mind is unsteady. There's no commitment to dharma. Because there's no dharma, dharma viveka. Because there's no atma and atma viveka also. At least you have such understanding. There's the atma is distinct from anatma. I have to discover. There's no such understanding. So, aviveka in the buddhi results in what? The indisciplined mind. The mind is indisciplined means what? There's no value of dharma also. There's no object value of dharma in the intellect. Therefore, one can do anything one wants to do. Which means there will not be any control over sense organs. All the sense objects can drag. The sense organs are mere reporters, will have the capacity to drag. Therefore, one will continue to be in samsara. That is the idea. Yaha avijnanavan sarathihi tu sada ayuktena manasa bhavati. See, yuktam manaha means integrated mind. Ayukta manaha, disintegrated, indisciplined. Okay. Tasi indriyani, sarathehe dushta ashvaha iva avashyani. Such a person's sense organs are uncontrollable, like the wicked, unruly horses of the charioteer. Tatrayam sati yastu buddhyakya sarathihi. Here the sarathi, the chariot is another than the intellect. Avijnanavan means what? Anipunaha, aviveki. Avijnanavan means aviveki. Aviveki means one who does not have discriminative understanding. Okay. This Avijnanavan Sarathihi does not have discriminative knowledge of what? Pravruttaucha Nivruttaucha Bhavati. Pravruttau Nivruttaucha Aviveki Bhavati. He lacks discriminative knowledge of what is karma and what is jnanam. See, pravruttihi stand means karma. Pravruttihi literally means involvement. Nivruttihi means retirement. Involvement, retirement. This is literal translation. Pravruttihi ikaranta stilinga shabdaha. Nivruttihi ikaranta stilinga shabdaha. Pravruttihi literally means involvement. Nivruttihi means retirement. So involvement implies performance of duties. Retirement involves being given to the pursuit of knowledge. So pravruttihi stands for karma yogaha. Nivruttihi stands for jnana yogaha. So one can understand these two disciplines. What is karma yogaha for? What is jnana yogaha for? These are the two disciplines. Pravruttihi, nivruttihi are two paths. Means two paths means what? Not two different paths. Okay? Two disciplines to be followed sequentially. Pravruttihi, anivruttihi are two disciplines. Karma yogaha and jnana yogaha are two disciplines to be followed sequentially. For what? One must have purushartha nischaya. One must know first of all, there is moksha which is a choiceless end. And this moksha I had to accomplish one day or the other in my life. Something to be discovered. To discover this moksha, I have to discover the truth, which is Ishvara Swarupam. And to discover the truth, Ishvara Swarupam, actually, this has to be only as my own Swarupam. To discover that Swarupam, this aham actually, Shastram says, unless and until I discover my Swarupam, there will be the samsara. For which there are these two paths, disciplines. Why? To attain jnanam, to understand the truth, obtaining as my own self. To attain moksha, in terms of knowledge, I have to attain knowledge of the truth. To attain knowledge of the truth, attain knowledge of truth means attain knowledge of my own self, for which I need the Shastra Pramanam, I need to study with the help of the teacher, and then for which I need to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga. I had to go through Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam. But even if I had to go through the discipline of Jnana Yoga, I had to become disciplined first mentally. Unless and until I have adequate mental purification, mental steadiness, it is not possible for me to attain Jnanam. Therefore, I have to go through a life of Karma Yoga, which means I have to do all my duties in playing all my roles in conformity with Dharma. This one must understand. So what is karma yoga for? What is jnana yoga for? What is jnanam for? What moksha is? This one must understand. Okay? Pravruttau nivruttau aviveka. If a person does not know purushartha nischaya itself is not there. He does not know the value of jnanam also. He had committed to the pursuit of jnanam. So he does not know what is karma yoga for, what is jnana yoga for, what is jnanam for, okay, what is moksha for, that you won't ask me. Okay, if that viveka is not there, what will happen? Means that viveka itself is not there, means it is not possible for one to live a disciplined life. So living a disciplined life presupposes what? Definitely dharma, dharma viveka. Discriminating of right and wrong. That is possible only if we have pravritti nivritti viveka also. What is this for? Pravruttaucha nivruttaucha aviveki bhavati. A person becomes indiscriminate in terms of pravritti and nivritti. Yatha itaraha rathacharyayam ayuktena apragrihitena asamahitena manasa pragrahasthaniyena sadayuktaha bhavati. See, just as the charioteer, what happens? In when the chariot is moving, if the horses are not, if the destination is not known, where he has to go is not known, he is sitting there, and he has the, it's like that, here also the jiva, jivatma is here, but jivatma has no problem, unaffected, but the buddhi, without viveka, being endowed with the, Sangha just said so many words here, ayuktena, in the whole life, the life is a journey. In this journey of life, okay, the rathacharya, okay, we are dragged, the whole life is what? Then we maintain this physical body. As long as Parabdha is there, we are maintaining this physical body. But we are living our life. That's a journey. The body has been with us. Okay, there's a time the physical body's growth stops. And then aging starts. So for some time, the body grows. And also, one point comes, it stops. And there's a journey of life. And his body is there. How life is led here? Ayuktena, apragrihitena, asamahitena manasa. The focusless, distracted, uncontrolled, indisciplined with the mind, with an indisciplined, unfocused, uncontrolled mind. The mind which is likened to the rains. So being ended with such a mind, what happened? Then sense organs cannot be controlled. Tasya akushalasya buddhisarathe. And such an intellect who is likened to the charioteer easily cannot be an expert charioteer. Akushalaha. Buddhisarathe. For such a indiscriminate charioteer, indiscriminate, the person of indiscriminate intellect, for him, indriyani, ashwasthaniyani, avashyani, indriyani, which are like the horses, are uncontrollable. Ashakya nivaranani, dushtashwaha. So, wicked, the horse, unruly horses. Adanta ashwaha means indisciplined. The sense organs are indisciplined because there's no mastery over sense organs. They are like the uncontrolled horses. Iva, adanta ashwaha iva, itara saratehe bhavanti. So sense organs become completely uncontrollable, which means the chariot can never reach its destination. Which means the charioteer can never reach the destination. Which means the chariot owner cannot lose the status of being the jiva, even though chariot is essentially Ishvara, essentially Brahma, but because of the wrong identity, he has this jiva status. The jiva status one cannot lose unless one takes care of one's journey of life. The whole journey of life is for the jiva to discover one's own sarupam, being Paramatma, where he can take ownership of his moksha, which is already there, which is the Vaishnava Padam, which is the Brahma Pada Praptihi, attainment of absolute end. That will not happen unless one has discriminate intellect. Intellect with discriminative knowledge. Thereby, one can have mastery over one's mind. Mind can become disciplined. One can have mastery over sense organs. Thereby, one will know how much to enjoy the objects, how much to indulge in the enjoyment of objects, how one need not, one should not go against dharma for enjoyment of objects, how to be moderate in enjoyment of objects. Thereby, one can be on the right track of dharma, that one become eligible for the attainment of jnanam, then one can attain mokshaha. Otherwise, what happens? There won't be anything. Not knowing anything, one cannot reach anything. Here, everybody is doing actions. Performance of actions is inevitable for every human being for living one's life. If this Purushartha Nischeha is not there, jnanam being the only means of attaining moksha is not very clear, then a person may not know how important it is to follow these disciplines sequentially. These disciplines have to be followed sequentially. Does not know. He cannot become a karma yogi. He cannot become mentally pure and steady. He cannot become a jnana yogi. He can attain jnanam also. Instead, he will become a mere karmi. A karmi, kripanaha, one who is only interested in the enjoyment of objects, enjoyment of pleasures, such a person cannot become, for whom arthakamas become the ultimate goal. Arthakamas become the ultimate goal for a person. Moksha being the goal is not very clear. Therefore, arthakamas alone become the goals means ultimately for him. He will be only a karmi, a kripanaha. He will not have this understanding of pravritti, nivritti, margas. Shastram prescribes these two margas. Two margas means not two different paths, two different disciplines involving two different lifestyles also. In Bhagavad Gita class, we elaborately discussed this. Two different lifestyles. Between the two different lifestyles, choice is there. But there's no choice between the two different disciplines. Every individual human being has to go through the life of activity and has to go through the life, contemplative life, being given to study of Shastram. So Karma Yogaha will be incomplete without Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga will be impossible without Karma Yoga. Jnanam will be impossible. Without this going through the discipline sequentially, and moksha will be impossible without jnanam, because jnanam itself is moksha. Ajnanam is the cause of samsara. Therefore, it's very important for one to have purushartha nischaya, to become jignyasu mukshu, thereby to understand these two disciplines involving two associative two lifestyles also. One should know what is for what. What is jnanam for? What is jnana yoga for? What is karma yoga for? And karma yoga means how one should live one's life. A person is living a life of karma yoga means his buddhi has viveka, his mind is disciplined, sense organs will be disciplined, a person will have samaha, dhamaha, then he lives a life of values, he is the right track of dharma. So that it will culminate in the jnanam, which is mokshaha. Otherwise, without discriminative understanding, disciplining the mind is impossible. Without having mental discipline, having mastery over sense organs is impossible. Without having mastery of sense organs, one cannot live a meaningful, appropriate life. Then one cannot live one's life properly means the journey of life will not serve the purpose of attaining the destination in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Even though I wanted to do one more mantra, I was half asleep, but still I did it. I want to do one more mantra to finish it. Actually, I really want to explain Shakhe Mahi again, but I will do it in Sanskritam class. Okay. I'm going to stop here now. Initially, I was just, thanks for waking me up, Lakshmi. I was, if the word buddhi was used there, implied there, of course buddhi is actually implied, but still the gender is masculine gender. Vijnanavan. Then sarathihi is a pullinga shabda. Vijnanavan sarathihi, which means vijnanavati buddhihi. Okay, next mantra says directly opposite meaning. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati yukte namanasa saha. Sixth mantra, we'll briefly say and stop it. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati yukte namanasa sada tasyendriyani vashyani sadashva ivasarathehe. Yastu vijnanavan bhavati yukte namanasa sada tasyendriyani vashyani hadashva ivasarathehe. Now he says the otherwise. Vijnanavan yaha sarathihi vijnanavan bhavati. So the buddhi, which is like this charioteer, if it has discriminative knowledge, if a person is endowed with discriminative knowledge, which means what? His buddhi is not clouded. Intellect is not clouded. The person with discriminative knowledge is the person with clear intellect, unclouded intellect. Such a person definitely becomes the one having the integrated mind. He also has integrated mind. With an integrated yuktena manasa, with an integrated mind, he is with an integrated mind, thereby tasya indriyani vashyani, his mind will be disciplined mind, thereby his sense, all his sense organs become controllable, becomes, he can have mastery over his sense organs also. It's very important to have shamaha in order to have damaha. To have shamaha, one must have viveka. Okay? Viveka. So damaha presupposes shamaha. Shamaha presupposes what? Shama and dama presupposes viveka. Therefore, tasya indriyani vashyani, his sense organs are controllable. Then that means if a person has shamaha, damaha, means has a discipline of mind and sense organs, disciplined mind and disciplined sense organs, means the person is living a disciplined life. The person is living a life in conformity with dharma. He has mastery over his ways of thinking, thoughts, disease, any number of diseases can arise in his mind. Now, any number of desires can arise in his mind. Any number of thoughts can arise. There can be jealousy. There can be hatred. There can be, see, the thoughts which rise, emotions, we do not have any say over them. We can't control the rising of emotions. You can't undo or you can't remove the jealousy, hatred, fear, anxiety, the ragadveshas, desires, you can't fear, anger, you can't undo them. But when they rise, you can have mastery over them. If you have mastery over them, it means you can manage them. You can't undo them, you can't stop them from rising, because they will be there. As long as ajnanam is there, they will be rising. In given situations, when they are triggered, they do surface. So you can't undo them, destroy them. You can't stop them from rising. You do not have any say over your mind or thoughts. They do rise. But definitely you can manage them. You have to manage them. And being able to manage them alone is said to be what? Having mastery, taking care of that mental, seeing that mental mind is a disciplined mind. How can you do that? Only by strictly living a life of values. So any number of thoughts can arise, but you do not allow those thoughts to be expressed in behavior. How? By making use of your willpower, by making use of your knowledge of right and wrong. You choose to do the right, choose to refrain from the wrong, means you're conscious of your physical behavior. You're conscious of what you're talking, what you're saying, where you are saying, when you're speaking, and what you are doing, etc. You're conscious. So being conscious of one's physical, oral, mental activity, here one can manage one's emotions by making use of one's willpower, making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong. Thereby, there's power only if a person has viveka. Pavruthi viveka one must have. Then, if a person has a discipline, has mastered over his ways of thinking, he manages his mind, means has mastered over his mind, then he can have mastered over his sense organs also. Then a person is going, the journey of life is moving in the right track, going on the right track, that definitely it will, there'll be a time, he'll become mentally disciplined, he will be mentally prepared, he'll be qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Everything will, for such a person, Bhagavan's grace will be there, the teacher will be available, Shastra study will be available, understanding will be possible, mind will be calm enough to reflect upon the teaching, mind will be calm enough to dwell upon the teaching, to assimilate the teaching, ascertain the teaching, to enjoy the benefit of the teaching also. Therefore, here it is said, I think I'll stop here. Okay, I have to get ready now. Anyway, I will do the rest. I will continue this in the next class. Sometimes I do some spoon feeding also. I repeating things. It's okay. The Dharma Swamiji emphasizes. Pooja Swamiji, in all his class, he emphasizes this. So I also emphasize. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.